Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog Indiana.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with beer. I'm Tim, and with me, as always, is my webcasting horrible friend, Frank. How are you today?
Well, I'm horrible. I was not going to do it.
No, nope. Real good. I had it, and you swing and a miss. What are you drinking?
I am drinking a delicious Weyerbacher Mary Monk's Belgian Triple.
I am too.
It's a delicious beer.
You liked it a few weeks ago?
I like it again in my fridge now.
Have some now.
We're back at it again.
Yeah, it's very good. It's very, very good. Yes, recommend. Okay, so that was fast.
Wow.
We usually spend more time
talking. Efficient.
It was? Well, that's because you took a long pause to decide whether you were horrible or not.
I have a PhD in horribleness.
Yeah. I had heard that from, you know.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there. This podcast is a mess and I just need to rule it.
Fine. Take over. Go ahead. See if I care. Go ahead. I'm just going to go do my laundry on Wednesdays and Saturdays.
Oh, stunningly boring chore.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Psych, me too.
Yeah. So during dinner, Frank and I, we watched Dr. Horrible Sing Along Blog, a delightful 42-minute romp.
Oh, it's so good. It's 2008?
2008. That was the writer's strike. Yeah. So for people who don't know, I've never seen it. Dr. Horrible Sing Along Blog, starring Neil Patrick Harris, Nathan Fillion, Felicia Day, directed by and written by Joss Whedon, is a musical. Which came out of the writer's strike in 2008, where they just had a bunch of time to kill.
Yep.
So a bunch of people got together and wrote these songs and whatever else, and they filmed these three webisodes come together 42 minutes, and it's just about this guy named Dr. Horrible, Billy, who has this, he's a supervillain, he has this blog, and he's in love with this girl, Penny. He sees her at the laundromat.
But she's in love. But she's in love with his nemesis.
Sort of, yeah, possibly. Possibly Captain Hammer, yeah. And so we were, enthralled by Dr. Horrible.
Yeah, we were in college.
Yeah, we were. Do you remember being at Comic-Con and singing the whole thing?
Oh man, yes,
In line for
the Dollhouse panel
with Joss Whedon.
Yeah, we started that.
Yes,
we did. We were in line for like hours.
Yep.
And we just decided to break out into song and just start singing the entire Dr. Horrible soundtrack, which the entire line joined us in.
Uh-huh.
Because Joss fans are Joss fans.
Yep. Bad horse. Anyway.
It should be noted that, in those 8 or 9 years that have passed since this.
Sure.
Launch, that whenever you and I are on a road trip with any group of our friends... at some point on the road trip, a sing-along.
A Dr. Horrible sing-along
happens.
The last time was on our way to your bachelor party.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did we do it on the way back, too?
I think we only did it one way.
Normally, we do it twice. If it's just you and me, we'll do it both ways.
Or other people who are in on it, too.
Yeah.
But if we're with people who don't know what we're talking about, then we'll just
your poor brother-in-law. Yeah.
He's a good sport.
You have to deal with this. Sorry.
He's a good sport.
You're in the back.
Yeah,
whatever.
There you go. Yeah. Here's a tub of cheese balls. Have fun.
Yeah, right. I forgot about the tub of cheese balls. Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That was one of the best buys
it really
I think
was.
I've ever done.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was great.
Oh, It was a great weekend. Let it be known, your bachelor party. We had so much fun.
So much fun.
Yeah.
So great.
The super cool, like, modern hotel with, like, the column of books.
That was so cool.
And, like, the phone booth that was just, like, in the, like...
Yeah, like, rising from the floor.
Rising from the floor.
Yeah.
And...
It was super cool.
Karaoke and...
Oh, yeah.
A little bar hopping and...
Steak.
Oh, fantastic. That restaurant was so good. So good.
Oh.
So good.
Anyway.
Anyway. Woo. Yeah. Could talk about...
So, like, Dr. Horrible.
Yeah, so, look, I'm going to put a freeze ray on this, on these proceedings. Vis-a-vis proceedings. So, what's your... Do you have a favorite character? I mean, there's really only... There's four, really.
Yeah.
There's...
Moist is my favorite character.
Moist is actually your favorite character.
No, I'm kidding. No.
I don't know.
Billy's my favorite character.
Billy, yeah, he should be your favorite character. He's actually, like, I was going to say he's the only good person, but that's not true. Penny's a good person. But, Simon Helberg is Moist. So, he's Howard Wolowitz on Big Bang Theory. I mean, they're really, like, the big ones. I do like Moist a lot. Just
he's
like
fine.
His powers are so terrible.
Yeah.
He's just like,
anything moistened or made soggy.
Yeah. I'm going to get it out of the way now. I really don't like Penny that much. Actually, that's not true. I like Penny. Penny's song
is
really boring.
It's terrible. It's very boring.
Yeah.
It's the only one we sometimes skip, usually skip, always skip.
We always, always skip.
Today, watching it, though, again, for the first time in a couple of years, I think it's the first time I actually skipped it while watching.
Oh,
I usually will just, like, get up and, like, take it, like, I'm going to go refill my drink now or something.
Oh, yeah. No, I had the remote. I was like, skip.
Yeah. I'll skip it during a single moment.
10 seconds. 10 seconds. Yeah. Yeah.
That soundtrack, I remember in college, like, listening to it on repeat, legitimately on repeat for, like, months. Just my iPod Touch that I had. I remember specifically, like, where I was, like, taking buses to and from his commuter
in
school. Taking buses to and from class and, like, listening to it on the way. And, I memorized the lyrics that way. Just I listened to it to death. You know, it was, and I'm still not sick of it.
Yeah.
Still not sick of it 8 years later.
Well, I think the music is more intricate than people, like, it even lets on. Like, I have sheet music for some of it, and it's not easy. Some of them are, like, Penny's song. It's pretty easy. Even if, like, Freeze Ray is okay and everything, but, like, it's a period of moral dilemma. Da, 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 I can't, whatever the name of the song is, I can't.
Brand new day.
Disappeared as a moral dilemma, cause at first it was weird, though I swore to eliminate the worst of the plague that devoured humanity. It's true, I was vague on the how, so how can it be that you have shown me the light?
It's a complicated song. Like, the rhythm switches and, like, how many words you have to get in.
And the thing he does with his hands.
The thing he does with his hand, which is in the music, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. It's staccato fingers.
Yeah, right. I'm still amazed by it. Isn't it dumb? Like, it's just like a hand rolly thing. I can't do it. I can't do it, Frank. I don't have the power. I kind of even love the statements that it makes about just, like, superhero stuff in general. Where, like, you know, Captain Hammer is just the biggest tool bag.
Yeah, he's so stuck up.
Which is really funny because his name is Captain Hammer. He's a tool bag. Yeah,
don't choke on your own ambition.
Yeah. Hi, Cat.
So, yeah, I love Billy. The songs are phenomenal. And, yeah, like, it's Joss and his brother Jed wrote them with Marissa Tangerone, who's Jed's now wife. At the time, they were just boyfriend and girlfriend.
But really?
Yeah.
That's cute. But they were united by...
By horribleness.
By horribleness.
Yeah. And they came up with this masterpiece, this beautiful, amazing, wonderful, weird little show that felt very Broadway, but also very, like, Hollywood musical.
Yeah.
But is also about superheroes and or about a supervillain.
Right.
You know, an interesting twist on things.
It's good. Well, I mean, it really challenges the status quo, because the status is not quo.
It's so quotable. The whole thing is so quotable.
Well, I was impressed even when we were watching it, like, how much I actually remember of, like, not the music, because I remember the music.
The songs,
you know, but, like,
but the lines.
There's lines, are just ridiculously fun.
And there were kids in that park, so.
Yeah, so, you know, so good. So we do the weird stuff.
Right.
Yeah. I just, there was talk of a sequel for a while. I don't want one, to be perfectly honest. I think it exists in its own little thing, because I mean the whole thing is Dr. Horrible
came out 9 years ago. Yes, you can spoil it.
Okay, great. So I mean it's all in his head.
Yeah.
Anyway, so like the very last shot, and I feel a thing. You know, it's just he's just there, sad and lonely Billy. There's no science stuff around him. There's like two ways you could look at it.
Yeah.
It's either all in his head, mm-hmm. and he just like, it is his sing-along blog. This is the story that he has created.
Yeah.
Or he like went to be evil with the thoroughbred of sin, bad horse, and then just decided no and gave it all up.
You know, I never read it as in the way it was all in his head. I read it more as like when he says,
just a tired old wizard.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but like I read it more as like, oh, this is the real him. Like this is him stripped away. Like he's happy to be in the Evil League of Evil because he achieved his goal and Bad Horse and all that stuff and he's accepted. But then, you know, like so he's taking the opportunity and taking advantage of like this tragic thing that he caused to propel himself forward, but like really, he's really upset about it. Like really, he's sad about it. And like the real Billy is sad about it, but he's putting on a brave face
for to be evil
to move forward with his,
you know, to be an achiever like Bad Horse.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I meant Gandhi.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's how I always read it. I never really gave much thought to the idea of like, what if he just the whole thing was happening in his head?
No, that's I always just took it as it's in his head and I've never really thought about it, but I actually like yours better. It actually makes me feel better about it. It's even like character growth and development because
right.
if it's in his head, he's just a sad man yeah. and I want to give him a hug.
Right.
But I mean, I still want to give him a hug in your version, but you know, like, but at least all that stuff did happen and like, cause that world that they live in is bonkers.
Yes.
Yeah, where gloves just work with touchscreens, like nothing. Yeah, it's crazy.
I really love that you can still find the horrible remote app on the App Store.
It is fun.
App Store.
Yeah.
And it works.
It must not be taking up a lot of room.
Guess not.
Yeah. Works better than his real one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's just such a beautiful, like, the word beautiful keeps coming to mind. Just like, it gives me so many feelings.
Sure.
Because it reminds me of a time in my life when I, you know, like I was young and like it was like a new exciting thing and all this stuff. But I don't know. It really meant a lot to me at the time, and I really love it. And so I for a long time I did want a sequel. Now I kind of feel like it's too late.
Yeah.
Although I did hear, you know, some rumors as recently as last year. Or someone, maybe not rumors, but someone had asked Joss Whedon, like,
yeah,
do you ever still think about doing a Dr. Horrible sequel? And he's like, yeah, you know, we had a script or we had an idea of a story, but it's hard to get everyone together.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all busy people. Yeah.
Well, I mean, NPH, I'm not sure what he's working on right now. And
well, he was doing, he's on, well, I mean, they're not filming right now, but he's the new Count Olaf for Netflix's Lemony Snicket series, Unfortunate Events.
Oh, you're
right.
Yes, yes, yes. So that's, it's like, right.
Yeah,
that's right. That's
so,
right.
Yeah,
that's
he has been doing stuff.
You're right. Yes, yeah. That's right. But that can be worked around. And
sure.
Fillion's not on, you know, Castle's over.
Yep.
And Felicia, well, Felicia's about to be a mom, but she is not on a series. She does have her hands in a lot of projects, though. She's probably the one who's like, in a sense, the most busy.
Sure.
But I would love to see them all get back together. I know, you know, Penny's dead, so whatever, but there's always a way.
Yeah.
I would love to see it still. If it feels okay to let it go at this point, but I'm still like, oh, it seems like a shame to let it lapse.
Yeah, I think that some stories don't need to go any further than
no,
they go.
No, you're right. You're right. I agree with that. I agree with that. And I think intellectually, I think you're right. But there's a piece of me that's just like, I want more.
You want more of those fun characters.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think you're right. At this point, it's going to feel too late.
Yeah.
And then they're going to feel older
yeah.
in a way that they shouldn't.
Right.
unless it's like a come out of retirement kind of, you know, kind of
Dark Knight Returns.
Actually, that would actually be
that would be pretty great.
That would be pretty Dr. great. Horrible, like, Dr. Horrible Returns. Yeah, that'd be pretty great. Yeah, that would be pretty. That would be pretty good. Do you have? Did I ask you what your favorite song was? I don't remember.
My Eyes.
Echo around, we're living with the lost. That one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good song.
That's the duet between the two of them is sure. Probably my favorite.
I cannot believe my eyes, how the world's finally growing wise. But it's plain to see,
and it's plain to see,
evil inside of me is on the rise.
Sure.
What's yours? I take it it's not that one.
Sometimes I think it's Freeze Ray actually, just because it's just so, it's just fun. It's just a little fun song. And it's also a song that, like, I don't know, like, it doesn't necessarily matter this way, but like it sets you up. The song sets you up for what is happening in a way that, like, you can almost pull it out of the show, and it gives you all the context where, like, not all those songs are that way.
Laundry day, see you there, under things, tumbling. Wanna say, love your hair, here I go, mumbling. With my freeze ray, I will stop the world. With my freeze ray, I will find the time to find the words to.
So I like it for that reason, but I like all of them for their own individualism. Like, I like Everyone's a Hero in Their Own Way.
Yeah, that's fun.
But it's like, he says horrible things.
Oh my God, yeah.
In that song.
It may not feel too classy, begging just to eat, but you know who does that? Lassie. And she always gets a treat. So you wonder what your part is, 'cause you're homeless and depressed. Home is where the heart is, so your real home's in your chest.
You know, even the beginning of his speech, I hate the homelessness problem. I don't need tiny cue cards. it's so good because he's Captain Hammer, they're just enraptured in what he's saying, even though he's a tool bag.
Yeah.
And that's like the statement that it makes is really good. You know, like, so it's just a weird version of a story where, like, because, like, Billy is a criminal. It's not even like he's, like, pretending. Like, he has stolen stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, you watch him do it. And, like,
you watch him murder, kill somebody.
Yeah, but he's...
Well, you watch him attempt to murder somebody. You watch him attempt to murder somebody else in the process.
And he can't do it. He gets to the moment and he can't really do it. And then when the gun explodes, it's not his problem. He tried to stop him.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't have time for your warnings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say hello to St. Peter or whoever has his job. But in hell. just a nonsense little 40 minutes.
It is. And that's what makes it so great.
Do you ever encounter anybody that doesn't like it?
Who actively doesn't like it? No. I have not.
Really?
I don't think I've come across anybody who's seen it and didn't like it.
Huh.
But that's selection bias, right? Because, like, I'm the group of people that I hang out with, if they've seen it,
sure,
are going to be the kind of people who are, like, Joss fans and who
yeah,
like
yeah,
it.
That's true.
But I, you know, I could probably think of one person I know who doesn't like it, but
sure,
who doesn't like Joss very much. So
sure.
Yeah, it was a phenomenon when it came out. You
yeah,
know? It was because it was like,
well, people were starving for material.
People were starving for material, but it was also like at the beginning. It was the first really successful web series, I think, you know, like the first time you had,
like, really successful.
You had TV stars and a director, writer, you know, person who was a real TV showrunner,
yep,
who had run super successful shows like Buffy.
Buffy, Angel. Yeah.
Right. So it's the first time that you had that combination of people behind a web series, you know, and because of that, I think. You know, the Guild became very successful because of Felicia's exposure through Dr. Horrible, and and they kind of, I don't know that it's directly responsible, but, you know, it a lot of web web shows became more popular after this. And there had been some before. You had like Lonely Girl 15 and stuff like that, that were like YouTube series and things like that. But
sure,
this was a golden egg, you know, this was a all star cast with.
Yeah. Well, I think the production value even.
So yeah.
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 And it doesn't overstay. Well, it doesn't overstay its welcome either.
That's true. You know, you're right. Yeah. Being so short, it does really sort of like pop in, pop out. And
yeah.
Three episodes, three short episodes, three like 15 minute episodes, not even. And it was over.
Yeah. There's like 12 minutes, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, Josh didn't write the music, right? He wrote the script in his...
I think he worked on the music with Jed.
Okay. Sure. Sure, sure, sure. Do you have a favorite set or anything like that? Like, is there a place that like you wish they would spend more time in?
I do really love Billy's, like, hideaway and
his big chair.
Yeah, yeah. That like hidden room in the back, the science room or whatever, lab.
Yep.
Science room.
Science room.
Because that's what that's called.
You could tell it's late. You could tell. Yeah, like, exactly. Yeah, you could tell.
No, but in like his lab, yeah, that I like to see more of that because we only see it for like really the one song.
Yeah, right.
Brand New Day, I think, is the only one. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Shiny New Australia. He and Lex Luthor have something in common there.
They want to rule Australia?
Yeah.
Explain.
In Superman 2? 4?
I think
6? one of the...
No 2, no 4, no 6.
One of the Gene Hackman Superman, where he's Lex.
Australia.
No, it is 2.
It's 2. It's 2 when he's in the White House.
He's in the Oval Office. He's in the Oval Office.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, like, and Australia. Zod asks him, like, well, what do you want in return for, like, helping me find Superman? And he just goes, Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like I when he says Shiny New Australia, my mind the first time I saw it immediately went to Lex Luthor.
Really?
And I was like, is that a reference? That's probably not.
No, it's definitely not.
But like it's funny that they came to the same conclusion of like, I want one thing and it's gonna be this giant continent.
This giant continent with the largest landmass of animals that could kill you.
Right. Let's just
Yeah.
I thought it was very funny that he and Lex have that in common.
That's because he is kind of like a Lex Luthor type, like mad scientist.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But with a heart of gold.
With a heart of gold. But I get because Captain Hammer is basically a Superman type, you know, strong man. Everybody loves him and they'll say whatever, but he's like, but
he's insufferable.
That's a good word to describe him, actually, because he's not a good person.
No, he's not.
No. We wonder why he even saves people.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, what's his deal? Because like, he can't feel pain. Like, the end of the movie, he has a breakdown.
I'm in pain. I think this is about pain. My life. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It's, so, like, what's his, is he, like, superpowered? Or is he just a normal dude?
He's definitely superpowered.
He clearly is.
No question. Like, jumping on top of the van in the way, like, he throws Penny out of the way. And he picks Dr. Horrible up by his neck with one hand.
Yeah, he's definitely strong.
Yeah.
And... But not totally invulnerable.
Just not.
Very, very.
Yeah. I think this is what pain feels like.
Yeah.
Mama, someone maternal.
I missed that line for a long time.
Yeah.
Until recently.
Do you have a favorite joke?
I know that's these are not the hammer.
The hammer is my.
Thank you.
Yeah. It is a good joke.
It is
a good joke. I think Crazy Random Happenstance is my favorite.
Oh, yeah, that's a really
good one.
It's
like, oh, my God, I ordered one frozen yogurt, and they gave me two.
You don't happen to like frozen yogurt, dude.
I love it. Me too. What a crazy random happenstance. I love.
That whole dialogue, that whole scene is actually really good. Like, so, you know, how was your weekend? I went on a date. Like,
yeah.
Get right out of town. Yeah, how was that?
Yeah. Yeah, he's like... At first, I thought he was kind of a jerk. Trust your instincts. So, but then there's like a whole other layer underneath. You know, sometimes the top,
third, even deeper layer that's just like the top one.
The same as the top one.
Like with pie. So you're going to see him again?
Yeah.
It's like the jokes that are so fast that you could miss them.
Yeah,
not really,
it's so good. I just love.
If you're not watching it 500 times.
The only hammer he needed was my fist.
Yeah.
With a pen. Because
and
I was
signing
it. Yeah. Yeah, it's just... so dumb.
It's so dumb. That's it. It is like dumb, but it's I don't know. It's just
almost
wonderful.
Mel Brooksy. Like
yeah. Because it is. Well, yeah. I agree because it's a parody.
Yeah. A parody of a superhero story.
Right.
Of webcasting, of a few different things. Yeah.
Mel Brooks's whole thing was take a genre and do a send up of it. Like just totally go
praise
go,
it, praise it, but make fun of it.
Honor it by picking it apart. And
it's like a roast.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's what this is. You're right. It is like a Mel Brooks version of a superhero movie, which he never did.
No, well, they weren't.
Spaceballs.
Yeah. Spaceballs, Men in Tights, I guess you can kind of consider Robin Hood kind of superhero-ish.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, we wouldn't really consider anybody in Spaceball. Like, they're not, you know, it's different.
I just meant it's close because it was like a nerd thing.
You know, sure.
But yeah, it really wasn't.
Yeah.
So he never really did a superhero one, and this is kind of filling that void, yeah.
Yeah.
And the musical aspect of it is kind of weird, truth be told. If your concept was, let's make fun of superhero movies, like, it's not like song is usually part of that, but it's an interesting choice.
I actually wonder where that came from, because this whole thing would work without the music.
Yeah,
certainly.
Story work.
But I'm curious where, like, we should make it a musical.
Yeah.
Just because.
Or did it start out as a musical and you know, like, who knows?
They had a couple ideas for songs and it just kind of spiraled into something else. Yeah, that's an excellent.
Because Joss had already done the musical episode of Buffy at that point. You know, there was some precedent for that.
Yeah.
Type of thing. It's a super fun, super, super fun 42 minutes.
Yeah.
And very much worth watching. I mean, it, you know.
If you can find it.
Yeah, that's true. It used to be really easy to find. It used to be on Netflix. It used to be like on iTunes. Apparently it's not. We tried to watch it tonight, and we were sort of like, "Wait, why are none of you can buy it on Amazon?
Yeah,
in a video or DVD or whatever.
But, and we watched it on YouTube.
And it was someone did upload it to YouTube, but if you're gonna watch it, we've both already purchased a couple of copies of it. I've purchased it twice. You've probably purchased it at least once or twice.
Well, I knew where my copy was.
We couldn't find it, and that's why we resorted to YouTube. But if you've not purchased it, I would encourage you to do so, because it is just a phenomenal, really fun romp. 42-minute romp, as you said.
Yeah. That's a 42-minute romp for episode 142.
Hey, there you go. Oh, hey. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. I didn't think about that.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
Here in the science room.
Yep. In the science room. A regular room.
A regular room.
Yeah.
Shiny new Australia.
Yeah.
Do you have any favorite? So who is your favorite character?
I think it's Billy. Yeah, sure. I like Captain Hammer, and I like all of them really, but you spend the most time with Billy too.
Yes.
And so like your choice is really
pretty
Billy.
Limited, yeah.
Yeah. Your choice is very limited. So I think Billy is my favorite. I really like his Dr. Horrible costume at the end with like the maroon.
He
looks good.
Very, very cool.
Looks good.
I like all the villains in the Evil League of Evil. Just hanging out in the boardroom.
Yeah, I know. Did you notice that Moist is with Bait at the end?
Oh no, I didn't.
Yeah, it's like I thought I was kind of supposed to end up with Bait, but it was Switch.
I hear you.
Yeah, so yeah.
I did not notice that.
Yeah, it's the first time tonight that I'd ever noticed it.
That end sequence is a lot going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. You know, it's funny because they just got like anybody to just like go to a room and just be in a room wearing this funny thing.
They're all just like, funny.
I wonder if there's anybody in there that's like is famous.
I'll bet there are. I bet there's still people like in costume and like heavy makeup or something.
Who are.
Because it really was. It was a bunch of just actors who were like, well, we can't work until the strike's over. So let's just chill.
We might as well just be here and chill.
It was such a weird year for television. Like so many series ended at like 10 episodes.
Yep.
And or then came back and like, all right, we're going to do like 5 more. So it'll be 15 total. Like,
yep.
So many got cut off like that. And just actors were sort of like, we can't work.
Yep.
At all.
Yeah. That was tough. A lot of movies suffered because of that too.
A lot of movies suffered.
In 2008.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was not good.
They went to camera with incomplete scripts and stuff.
Yep.
And just sort of like, well, Quantum of Solace, here we go.
Yeah, right. Quantum of Solace is the one that I always think of because it probably would have been a better movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not even a bad movie.
It's just meh.
It's meh.
It's just meh.
You know what it was? Because Casino Royale was so good.
Yeah, it was so good.
And so it was
hard to follow up.
It was a hard follow, but then to follow up with like an incomplete script is even that's real tough.
Yeah.
So what are you gonna do? Well, I'm glad that we wrapped up this conversation with talking about James Bond.
Yeah,
as we've never done. Yeah. So you can rate and review us on iTunes and Google Play and Satchel and Overcast. Tell us what your favorite Dr. Horrible song is, or that you can't wait to watch it, or what your review is of it after you watched it. There are so many choices. Oh, my goodness. And so all that stuff, you can find us on Facebook and Gmail and Twitter at Beer with Geeks. You can send us the messages, send us the tweets, send us the emails. Maybe we'll read them. Maybe we won't. Who's to say?
No, I do have to say we do read every tweet and email.
Yes,
we do.
Yes,
they all get ready. They go right to my phone.
Yep, very diligent. Very, very diligent.
So please,
and when there's a good one, Frank sends it to me.
That's right.
Yeah. And so all good stuff. You can also check Frank and I out at Supergirl TV Talk, in which we talk about CW's hit show Supergirl. You can also check Frank and his wife Marissa out on The Marketers Next Door, in which they talk about social media and all the news and the happenings and relating to the marketing world.
Yes, sir.
All very good. Yeah, I guess that's it, right?
I think that just about does it for us.
Okay, well then, until next time, cheers.